This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is another bright and beautiful Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. We're back another week. Last week, I believe I mentioned that we were going to have a guest on the program this week, my good friend Eric Salgado. We're going to talk about some music and some other things he's been doing. But he unfortunately couldn't make it last minute today. So that's too bad. We'll have him on the program in the future. No worries. We pivot, we survive, we thrive on this show. So with this open time now today, I thought it would be a fantastic opportunity to switch things up a little bit on the program and do something a little new, and that is some songs from movies on the show today. I'm a big, big movie head. I love to watch all kinds of movies. I know we play a lot of other music on the show, but I thought today would be a great opportunity to listen to some songs that are from different movies, different parts of soundtracks, and kind of analyze them and what I like about them, what maybe I don't like about them as much, and seeing what you all think out there. And I think that's going to be the program for today. So without further ado, how this is going to work is I'm going to play songs. I'm not going to introduce them or anything. I'm just going to play them. You're going to recognize them or you're not going to recognize them. So there's a little element of surprise with that. And then afterward, I'll talk about where it's from, who it's by, etc., what it means to me. And that will kind of be the gist of what's going on the show today. So hope you enjoy. Without further ado, let's get into it. Not introducing the song. Here we go.
Ah!
That, of course, was Miserloo by Dick Dale and his Deltones. And that song is from the movie Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino. An absolute classic. I believe it to be one of the best films ever created. Three-pronged story of crime, action, chaos. I don't want to spoil too much in the story, but very unique plot line. It goes forward in time, back in time. There's all sorts of stuff happening in it, and only Tarantino would have something like this. One of my favorites. I think this song really captures the nature of the film. It's very fast and chaotic, and there's a lot going on in it. I also, the whole film has a great vibe to it of like kind of a surf, fun, like kind of keeps you on your toes sort of vibe where there's a lot happening, but you don't know exactly what it is. I think it's pretty cool. And that's a classic song too. And I think it goes perfectly with the film. The whole soundtrack of that movie is great. And I could listen to it forever. I would highly recommend watching Pulp Fiction when you can. It's a really great movie. On to the next. Here we go. I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and blue. Once at night, Cotillion Square combined, and she was right in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down.
Thank you.
That was Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. And that song is from the film Fantastic Mr. Fox by Wes Anderson. Some of the people closest to me already know this. I've bludgeoned it in their heads 1,000 times that Fantastic Mr. Fox is my favorite movie ever created. And I'll keep saying it over and over again. But I think this song, it's right at the beginning of the film. There's this sequence where they're like being chased by these farmers. The whole film is them being chased by these deranged farmers that are just trying to get at them the whole time. And it sets the tone of the entire film. It's this song goes along with them being chased. It's a chase sequence. And it has like a very fun tone to it, although they're being chased like and they're going to be killed if they get caught. Like there's this very like satirical aspect to it. And I think that that part of the Beach Boys style really lends well to the scene and the build-up in the scene as they're being chased. I think it's an underrated song by the Beach Boys. I love this album, Smiley Smile, and I was glad it got some Heroes and Villains got some credit during Fantastic Mr. Fox. But again, Fantastic Mr. Fox is a great movie. If you haven't seen it, please do. I don't know what you're doing if you haven't. It's fantastic. Anyway, let's keep it rolling here. This next one, you already know. Here we go. That was the song Whiplash by Hank Levy from the movie Whiplash. For those that haven't seen Whiplash before, it is the story of an aspiring drummer who wants to go pro, take on the world. And he has to, in order to get to this place, he has to go through this very intense school, this intense program with this very, very scary teacher who is pushing him to the brink of insanity, basically. And this is the song that they have to learn in the film for the concert that the drummer has to perform at in the end. And I love the music throughout this film. I think it's really dynamic. It gets a range of instruments involved and like the drumming. I know some drummers that think this is like a fantastic example of a pure like drumming haven of a song. It's a really interesting movie. Came out a few years ago. I'd highly recommend you giving it a watch sometime. Next up. Thank you. those were Dream is Collapsing by Hans Zimmer from the film Inception, and Duel of Fates by John Williams from Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. And the reason why I played those two songs together is I believe that John Williams and Hans Zimmer are the two greatest soundtrack composers of all time. I think John Williams still is the best, but Hans Zimmer is definitely second. Those two songs are both fantastic examples of how amazing they are at composing. They're both at the pretty much most climactic moments of those films. Those are both very dramatic, big, extravagant films, and I love both of those songs, and I've heard them for a while now, especially Duel of Fates. That is a classic to me, and I'm sure many others, and it's just a great time to be listening to them again. All right, we're going to do a complete 180 on this next one. Here we go.
I'm alone in my house. I'm out on the town. I'm at the bottom of the bottle. I've been knocking them down. I can't get back up on my feet. See the lights on the street like stars. But look what
just insane. We'll have to see.
Cause maybe
every day. The rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more. So I bang on every door. Sing a song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on.
Those were Look What I Found by Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born and Another Day of Sun by the La La Land cast from the film La La Land. As you can see there, that was the little like musical themed film stretch. I love both of those films. Who knew in A Star Is Born that Bradley Cooper can sing? That is like he wasn't in that song, but just putting that out there in general, that is a thing. And he sounds great with Lady Gaga too. I miss that duo. I remember when they performed at the Oscars that year. And La La Land's also fantastic. That's the opening song to La La Land, where they all get out of their cars in the middle of LA and do a big dance number. And I think that was pretty funny. And there's some other great songs from that film, City of Stars and Lovely Night, and just some breathtaking songs throughout it that I still remember. And it came out kind of a while ago now, like 5 years ago, which is kind of amazing to think of. I'm getting older. But anyways, now is the time of the show when we do a PSA. And today, the PSA is from the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can just call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Go to the art gallery. It's fun. I haven't been to a museum in a while, and there is one right on my campus of lots of art and fun stuff. So stop on by when you can. All right. Now it's back to the movie songs. Let's keep this thing rolling. This is an interesting little stretch coming up. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Skunkadelic, baby. this is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So
that was the Austin Powers theme from the Melbourne Ska Orchestra and Skyfall by Adele from Austin Powers and the James Bond franchise Skyfall. They are the contrast diametrically opposed farce and real spy movies. I watched them when I was much younger, and they still hold true. No Time to Die was heart-wrenching when I saw it. Just a couple months ago, and I think Adele just sounds fantastic on that Skyfall song. It's honestly probably my favorite song of hers, and she has a lot of great ones. Skyfall's one of my favorite James Bond movies, probably Casino next to Casino Royale, which is another great one. I can't wait to see what they do with the new Bond. I've heard rumors about all sorts of people. Maybe Idris Elba. I don't know. A lot could happen. All in all, I'm just excited that it's still going. It's fun times. Okay, now we're going to take another huge pivot in another whole direction, and I'll give you a hint on this one, and that is that anyone can cook. Here we go.
Les rêves des amoureux sont comme le bon vin. Ils donnent de la joie ou bien du chagrin. Affaibli par la faim, je suis malheureux. Pas longtemps chemin, tout ce que je peux. Car rien n'est gratuit dans la vie. L'espoir est un plat bien trop vite consommé. Et à sauter les repas, je suis habituée. Un voleur solitaire et triste à nourrir. Je suis amère, je ne peux réussir. Car rien n'est gratuit dans la vie. Je perds, on ne me dira.
Un poco loco, un poquititito loco. Estoy adivinando qué quieres y pa' cuándo. Y así estoy celebrando que me he vuelto un poco loco.
Vuelves, que loco.
That was La Festin from Ratatouille and Un Poco Loco from Coco. Two Pixar Disney films that I love so much and I think kind of are underrated in some people's eyes. Ratatouille is probably my favorite of them all, but Coco's definitely up there as well. It just has some fantastic music in it, as you can see. There's some other songs I didn't play that maybe I even like more from both of the films, and I think they both have really touching stories and like beautiful scenery too, like either whether it be in Paris with Ratatouille or in the Deadland and during the Day of the Dead and during Coco. I think they both have really fantastic, colorful, interesting elements to them with some really great music by some really good composers and artists. Those are really two great movies right there. Moving right along to our next theme of the afternoon. Here we go.
Maybe the night that my
Those were All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA from Black Panther, and the Avengers theme by Alan Silvestri from the Avengers franchise. Yes, the superhero, the Marvel superhero craze is here. I like what they're doing with the new era after Infinity War and Endgame, what they've been doing so far. I liked Eternals better than some people did. I know some people have their opinions about it. No Way Home, I won't say anything, but, you know, that's what that is. Nothing like a good superhero movie. The soundtracks are always amazing, and the artists that come and collaborate on the films are always fantastic, as you can tell with those. We are coming towards the end of the program this afternoon, everybody. Before we get into the last song of the show today, a couple things. I think next week I'm going to be out of town, so I don't think this show will be happening next weekend on Sunday at 2. So I will see everybody in 2 weekends from now. I believe that's when we will have Eric finally on the show. Can't wait to have Eric on the show. Sad he couldn't come today, but again, you know, we survive and we thrive, and we'll get Eric on here soon. And I hope everybody enjoyed this little switch up today. We'll be back to the more standard music next time, but I wanted to try something new with this. Hope everybody liked it. And that's pretty much it. Once again, this is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everybody's doing well. Spring is almost here. We're almost out of this cold, dark winter. I love spring. Can't wait for it. This last one is a classic. I won't say anything. You know what it is. Without further ado, let's get into it. Take care, everybody. Have a good week.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Thank you.
you want a view, paradise.